What I remember is that day, that the way I felt, that pain that I felt is what I remember up to today. And that is what it takes for me to be here today and to be standing here today and to say FGM is a human rights thing and people need to stand up and condemn it in all possible terms.
And in trying to motivate ladies, girls, and the entire society, what are the challenges?
The challenges are that you get there are these girls who you get that they come from a community where they are dominated by men. They can't stand up and speak for themselves, so they really need to listen to what their men are saying or their parents are saying. So such challenges, I just encourage girls that they should stand up for their rights, speak for their rights. Because, you know, if you have something which is really making you feel uncomfortable, if you can't speak, you can't know. So again, that's why I'm saying that you can't grow if you're in your comfort zones. So I believe that as girls, that the biggest challenge is to come out and speak to ourselves, speak to for the other girls, and speak for the world.
Do you think the African, the governments, specifically African governments, are doing enough to eliminate FGM?
I don't think they're doing enough to eliminate FGM because, like for example, where I come from, if people are doing an advertisement on media, it has to really run and run and run about this thing. So like now if you say about, if they're doing advertisements about, let me say, for example, about a bar soap, let me, for example, it has to run at least after every news. But you know that about FGM, we only do this when maybe we are having an international day. That's when they do it, but they just put it somewhere. So if we can start with our first, the media people, to put FGM, like, it has to come in every news flash that FGM is bad. And now, you see, we really need to strengthen the laws that are there for us to be able to fight FGM.
What do you have to explain about alternative rite of passage? Do you see it helping the community?
Alternative rites of passage is a program that takes girls through a 1 week or 10 days program that brings around girls who have not been circumcised between the ages of 8 to 12 years. They come together, they get to share together. We talk to them about self-esteem, talk to them about feminine hygiene, talk to them about growing up, about understanding their bodies. So you get that these girls are with us for this one full week. We will explore their talents. We want to use talent to talk to the world about FGM. So these girls, are in this 1 week, you get that they have gone through talent to speak about FGM. They can speak up for them. They can stand up and speak for themselves. They have been given assertive skills for them to speak about FGM. So the all of this program, you get that the girls now, they are done circumcision of the mind, not the real circumcision. So you see, after this holistic program has gone through, after the 7 days or the 10 days, these girls graduate. They're given certificates and they do a declaration that they're not going to go through the practice. And again, that these girls who come for this training, the parents also are trained on, so because, you know, it has to be something which is all round.